engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, Army and fellow music fans, I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany, and we're the hosts of Standing BTS from the Consequence Podcast Network. We're a bi-weekly show that covers the impact and legacy of K-pop group BTS.
We mix the perfect blend of research and fangirl as we take a deep dive into lyrics during album reviews, theorize over music videos, and keep up with their current events.
No BTS topic is off limits. We welcome everyone into the conversation, whether you're a casual fan, committed ARMY, or someone who's just curious about one of the biggest music groups in the world.
Come chat with us every other Thursday with a new episode wherever podcasts are found.
Welcome to the In Defense of Ska podcast.
There's a lot of like, okay, well, you like ska, name three bands that aren't the Boss Tones.
I'm your host, Aaron Carnes, music journalist and author of the book In Defense of Ska.
And I'm your co-host, Adam Davis, veteran ska musician from the bands Omnigon and Link 8.
On our show, we aim to push back on the mainstream's negative perception of ska music.
There are so many great untold stories throughout the history of ska. The show features interviews with everyone from the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones to Fishbone, Fall Out Boy singer Patrick Stump, and the Police drummer Stuart Copeland. Join us on In Defense of Ska from the Consequence Podcast Network.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Hey, welcome to another edition of Kyle Meredith With. It's the interview series presented by WFPK at WFPK.org, Consequence, and the Consequence Podcast Network. Thank you for making your way here for checking out the episode. Please do hit that subscribe button so you can get three new interviews just like this one sent your way every single week. A new one every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Great way to keep up with your favorite artist and discover some new ones. You can grab us at Spotify, Apple Podcast, NPR, WFPK.org, Consequence, or YouTube for the video version. Anywhere you get your podcast from, you can subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. Please do give the series a rating and leave a review while you're at it. Those are always so appreciated. Of course, we've had some great guests stop by lately. John Waters was just here, the legendary filmmaker. Tori Amos dropped by. Martin Cove, you might know him as John Kreese from Karate Kid and Cobra Kai. Maren Morris talked about her new EP. Susanna Hoffs of the Bengals. Adele. Hank Azaria, one of the, well, he does over 100 voices on The Simpsons. He's also a big movie star. We got to talk about his Bruce Springsteen tribute band. I also talked with Samantha Ruth Prabhu from Citadel Honey Bunny and Matilda De Angelis from Citadel Diana. Suzanne Vega was here. Billy Corgan of the Smashing Pumpkins. Sting started off the month. That's what you get when you subscribe to the Kyle Meredith With podcast. And that's me, Kyle Meredith, today talking with Claire Forlani and John Tinney about Cruel Intentions. No, not the movie from the 90s, but a new television series based on that same story on Prime Video, out now on Prime Video. Now, Claire, one of my favorite actresses of the 90s, films like Meet Joe Black, Mallrats, John Tinney, who's also been at it for over 30 years, sort of most recently in the last decade, you'll remember him in The Closer. We got to talk about this Prime revival of Cruel Intentions, a 25 years later TV series dripping with power plays, seduction, and a healthy dose of dysfunction. Claire, who hilariously admits that she's never actually seen the original film, dives into the psychological knots of playing Claudia, a narcissistic matriarch hellbent on control, while John brought nuance to his turn as a congressman navigating fraught family dynamics. The two also riff on everything from this series' modern-day bite to the timeless messiness of bad decisions, and Claire even teasing the possibility of Mallrats 2, the Kevin Smith movie. So if Cruel Intentions was your late-night guilty pleasure, this updated twist is primed to reclaim its crown. Let's get into it. Talking Cruel Intentions, out now on Prime, it's Kyle Meredith with Claire Forlani and John Tinney.
Hey,
Consequence. I love that.
I love seeing both of you all pop up on my screens anytime, and this is no exception. It's great seeing you guys in this Cruel Intentions series here, which looks to be very playful characters for the both of you. I know it's an obvious spot to start, but were either one of you, like, how tuned in with the original movie were you, and does that even weigh on you all when you're picking a role?
You have the best answer to this.
Well, I haven't seen Cruel Intentions.
There you go.
But I have seen Dangerous Liaisons and Makita Saad with Jeffrey Rush. So that was my reference point.
Yes, and I did not read the original novel written in 1782, Les Liaisons Dangereuses. You like that little date I threw out there?
That.
But I did read the play and see the play that was adapted from that and the movie of Les Liaisons Dangereuses. And I did see the 90s film Cruel Intentions.
It
was fantastic.
Oh, great.
It was great. It was great. I was a little bit older than the key demographic, I think, but... But it was great to be, I think it's sort of the fact that there's been so many iterations of the story is a testament, I think, to the timeless nature of these themes that it explores, these power dynamics, and revenge and sex and coercion,
control.
So that was really, as an actor, that was exciting. You know, that's makes for very good drama.
It's such an interesting story to keep readapting, especially when you look at every era that it's sort of played around in, as you say, in over now hundreds of years.
Yeah.
But to see these people like thinking like, is anyone good? You know, is because even the good people, you know, are making the wrong choices as they go
dreadful,
along.
They're all dreadful, aren't they? Except his son. They're all just dreadful. But then you think about back in my time when I was a kid, there was a show called Dallas, mm-hmm. and everyone was dreadful in that. But you were just so into them because again, it was this world that was totally unrelatable. You know, the wealth. It was in Texas. It was on a ranch. And this is sort of the same thing. The wealth.
Yeah, it was
this
elitism.
In a college and also being British, I didn't know anything about sororities. You know, that's like a completely American thing. So that's cool.
It's funny that you brought up Dallas because my reference point when I was thinking back was also in the 80s with Less Than Zero.
And, excess of that.
The
yeah,
drugs.
The excess of Less Than Zero.
Yes. Or Succession.
Mm-hmm.
Where nobody's likable in Succession, but the whole thing is that you understand how broken everyone is. And this is the same, you know, the Cruel Intentions has the same thing in the sense that everybody's broken. Why are they behaving the way they are, right?
And I think it's really lasting because I think there's a kernel of real truth about all of these motivations and power structures that are going on, but then they're taken to the extreme. And so I think that's fun to engage with as an audience. You want to lean in. You're like, oh, if only I could do that. Or, oh, I want to, you know, see somebody taken down. You know, that's exciting, you know, trip to take as an audience member. So
yeah,
it's exciting.
Yeah.
Certainly exciting to act those things.
And we'll be right back right after this.
There are some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a large unexpected inheritance. An always-on-the-verge-of-death phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone, up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard, so you can get a new one. Just trade in any phone from our top brands on any unlimited plan. With new line on my plan. Additional terms apply for trade-in and pay off your phone offer. See Verizon.com for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith with Claire Forlani and John Tenney.
You know, John, for your character to be a congressman, I mean, you know, from what I see you online, like you stay pretty plugged into politics. Like, do you bring any of that into a character like this?
Well, I mean, I think it's always interesting that, you know, because one of the main themes is, you know, power and the power dynamics and the being a political figure is obviously in a position of power. But for me, the headline of this guy, Congressman Russell, was the father-son relationship. Even outside of the politics of it. I was really interested in this relationship that father and son has, and the fact that the congressman will go back to parents' night, and you get to see a little, you know, he really wants to tune in with his son. And that was something, not only was it interesting to me, but I was surprised by where they took it. Because I think you make certain assumptions, and I don't want to, you know, give things away, but you may think one thing and then it reveals itself to be something different. And that was refreshing, surprising. I thought very smart with what the writers did. So that was, to me, as an actor, exciting.
Claudia didn't want to see her child ever.
Well, that's what I was going to say.
Well, you know, Claudia was actually leaving before she saw her child.
Right, I was going back.
Yeah, the yin and the yang.
I couldn't stop hugging myself.
Yes,
but there still is a dynamic. Yeah, there still is a dynamic, Claire, with her and your stepson. You know, in this, and that's, there's an interesting thing happening in the movie Zeitgeist right now with a woman and the younger yeah. guy that's been going on.
I feel like we've taken it to a whole new level, don't you?
Whole new level.
haven't quite seen our scenario yet, though, have we?
have to tune in.
It's not just older woman, younger child, younger boy.
We got there. It was there. Yeah. How do you want to play her, though? Because there's a little bit of a coldness to her, but there's this determination at the same time. I can't tell if she's oblivious to her own situation.
No, when you read a character like that, and you know, for as an actor, and you understand that, you know, when a character like that needs that amount of power and control and
attention.
and is dominating on that level, you know, obviously to understand your character, you need to make your backstory. And you know, for me, that degree that Claudia has can only come from fear. To have to be in that much control and to have to use her daughter as an extension of her, because obviously she's narcissistic. So she treats Caroline with the brutality in which she treats her, you know, herself. She has the same standards with her. Lucian's her stepson. He's not, so he hasn't been in her life his entire life. So there's more manipulation, more seduction to get him to do what she needs. But ultimately, you know, where does that come from? That can only come from fear, right? To have to control on that level, because you don't ever want to be vulnerable. You don't ever want to fail. You don't ever want to lose. So that's kind of where it gets grounded. But obviously in a show like ours, it's great fun to play that degree of awfulness. Yeah. I mean, she's utterly dreadful, but I really loved her.
Yeah. And they may not can change, and that's great for us as an audience.
And Claudia helps you understand why Caroline's the way she is and why Lucian is the way he is. You know, you see the trickle down.
Mm. And it's part of that legacy of narcissism is really, that's a...
Yeah.
It's a good thing to explore.
He said that. Don't let the show. I did not say that.
Didn't say that.
Yeah, no, that was all him.
And we'll be right back right after this. Welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith with Claire Forlani and John Tenney.
Again, I just love seeing you all every time you're on there and outside of the show, too. You know, John, seeing you pop up and just like that. And I was thinking, by the way, and I know that was a few episodes, but, you know, those boyfriends, they just keep coming around on that show. So I'm wondering if we'll ever get a chance.
Yeah, who knows?
and Claire, I'll ask you quickly, too. Mallrats 2?
Yeah.
Is it going to happen or not? Because this seems like the hardest time that Kevin's ever had putting one of his shows together.
I have no idea. What are the odds?
Oh, where I would love for it to. I mean, he says everybody's coming. Do you think you'll come back for that one?
Yeah, well, I had the phone call and I was like, sure.
I'd go see it. I'd definitely go see Mallrats 2.
What would Brandy look like now? What will she be doing? Working in the mall, perhaps? Yeah.
That would be fun.
Divorced, no doubt.
But that's what we talk about when you've got characters like the Kevin Smith world, when you've got characters like Cruel Intentions, like these are people that just make the worst decisions in the best ways possible. Like, I don't know what you all look for in characters, but I feel like this is the fun stuff right here.
Exactly. It's juicy,
dramatic conflict,
escapism.
All of those things. Yeah.
It's proper escapism, isn't it?
I love this so much. I want a million seasons of this. Again, thank you all so much for doing what you do. But seriously, thank you for taking the time to talk about it.
Thanks so
Thank
much.
Thank you.
Thank you, yeah.
My thanks to Claire and John. You can see Cruel Intentions on Prime. Thanks to you for checking out the episode. Hit that subscribe button before you get out of here so you can get three new interviews just like this one sent your way every single week. Again, a new one every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. You can grab us at Spotify, Apple Podcast, NPR, WFPK.org, Consequence, YouTube for the video versions, or anywhere you get your podcast from, you can subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. Again, please do give the series a rating, leave a review while you're at it. After that, you can head over to WFPK.org. That's where you'll find me weeknights starting 6 p.m. Eastern. You get 4 hours of classics from the 80s and 90s. You get the best in new music, bonus interviews, lots of music news as well. One of my recent shows featured some classics and favorites from Elliott Smith, The Violent Femmes, Sports Team, Michelle and Deggio Cello, Joey Ramone, The Bangles, Joan Jett, The Rolling Stones, Andrew Bird, Madison Cunningham, Spoon, Paul Thorne, Sugar, St. Vincent, Brittany Howard, Lana Del Rey, Jason Isbell, and my interview with Heather Graham. That's what you can hear when you tune in weeknights, 6 p.m. Eastern at WFPK.org. Consequence has your music and film news. You can also find me anywhere on the social media sites. The address is always the same. It's at Kyle Meredith. I do hope you like and follow along. And that does it for another edition. I'm Kyle Meredith. I'll see you next time.
Consequence Podcast Network.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
There are some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a large unexpected inheritance. An always-on-the-verge-of-death phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone, up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard, so you can get a new one. Just trade in any phone from our top brands on any unlimited plan. With new line on my plan, additional terms apply for trade-in and pay off your phone offer. See Verizon.com for details.